Calling all Central Coast locals, start the new year with remarkable wines and breathtaking views as Opolo Vineyards launches its Locals Only Tasting Special. Through the month of January, Opolo is offering complimentary Classic Flight tastings for locals on Tuesdays through Thursdays at its Paso Robles Tasting Room. Just provide an ID showing Central Coast residency and mention the offer to your host. Reservations are recommended. Opolo Vineyards Locals Only Tasting Special. It's the perfect way to put some extra cheer into your weekdays while staying close to home.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
I'm Chris Rose with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Josh Allen carried the Bills to a three-point win over the Jaguars. Allen threw for 273 and three total touchdowns. The Bills got their first playoff road win in over three decades and now heads to Denver to face the top seed in the divisional round. For the Jags, Trevor Lawrence threw for three scores but was picked off with under a minute to go in the game. The 49ers eliminated the defending Super Bowl champion Eagles 23-19. Brock Purdy threw for 262 and a couple of scores. Despite the win, the Niners will be without tight end George Kittle. He tore his Achilles. Niners go on to face Seattle in the divisional round next Saturday. The New England Patriots beat the Chargers 16-3 to advance to the divisional round for the first time since 2018. Drake May threw for 268 and a score in his playoff debut. The Patriots now host the winner of the Texans-Steelers game in the divisional round. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
What if sports were traded like markets? Now you can test your sports IQ in real time with Robinhood Prediction Markets. It's not you against the house, it's you participating in a live market. You can buy or sell your positions all game long. You know the game, put it to use. Trade every play with Robinhood. Download the app today. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8 year old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838, 239-3838, North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find a full assortment of rain gear, including waterproof jackets, pants, and bibs. And at D&J, Wolverine boots, 15% off. Long and short sleeve Western shirts, 20% off. And women's Levi jackets, 15% off. And don't forget, gift certificates are available as well as special orders. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL Morning Exchange. For Monday, January 12th, 2026, I'm Kevin Will.
District Attorney Dan Dow responds to Minneapolis shooting on social media. Paso Robles City Library and Centennial Park to close for 1 day this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 33 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. County District Attorney Dan Dow released several statements on social media in response to the Minneapolis shooting. On January 7, 2026, Renee Nicole Good was shot and killed by a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent as she allegedly attempted to drive away from ICE agents surrounding her car. Disputes have arisen as to whether Renee deliberately attempted to run over the agent with her vehicle. Dan Dow posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, "Let this tragedy be a loud and sobering reminder to all. Do not interfere, obstruct, or delay law enforcement in the performance of their duties. If you do, you put yourself squarely in danger. And never use force against a law enforcement officer. It may be the very last thing you ever do." Dan Dow also reposted a video of the incident, saying, quote, "If the story ended the other way around and this woman had killed the ICE agent, what would the narrative of the far left be?" The posts were made on Dow's personal X page, which says that these posts made are not endorsements. Protests were held in this weekend throughout San Luis Obispo County in response to the shooting in Minneapolis. The demonstrations, called the ICE Out for Good Weekend of Action, were hosted by the Individual Slow Coalition. A candlelight vigil was held at the Atascadero Lake yesterday, a protest in San Luis Obispo Sunday morning, and one in Los Osos Saturday at noon at Los Osos Valley Road and South Bay Boulevard. Pass Robles City Library and Centennial Park to close for one day this week. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Paso Robles City Library and Centennial Park will be closed Thursday, January 15th. Centennial Park closures will affect the recreation meeting rooms, gymnasium, and customer service desk. All organized classes and meetings in the park's classrooms and gym are canceled on the day of the closure. The park's trails and outdoor sports courts will remain open during this time as well. The city library will resume its regular business hours Friday, January 16th. After-school programs for Centennial Park will resume regular schedules Tuesday, January 20th, following the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday on Monday, January 19th. The closure is for staff training, according to the city of Paso Robles. The Paso Robles City Council's regular meeting will be held Wednesday, January 14th this week. The rescheduling is due to the Planning Commission meeting being held from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. Burn permits are now available for the city of Atascadero. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services officially announced the fire hazards reduction burn season officially opens today. A reminder to all potential burners from the fire department, whether a burn on a day is permissive or not changes each day and is determined by the California Air Resources Control Board. The fire department will determine burn status before 8 a.m. each day, and burning will never be allowed within the city. The fire department will post burn statuses to an app called Before You Burn and will update the notice if burn conditions change. Burn permits are available at beforeyouburn.com. The County Elections Office has laid out a timeline for key events and dates in the 2026 election. The statewide direct primary election will be held June 2nd, and the general election will be held November 3rd. Any candidates interested in running for statewide office or one of the nonpartisan local offices on the June ballot must follow guidelines on the Clerk Recorder's website. Official candidate filing period will be held February 9th through March 6th. For voters, all registered voters will be mailed a ballot for the June primary by May 4th. Before ballots are mailed out, the Clerk Recorder's office encourages voters to confirm their information. Voters can check their registration status at myvoterstatus.sos.ca.gov. The Clerk Recorder's office encourages any voters with questions about the voting experience to contact them. In sports, for the NFL, on Saturday, the Rams beat the Panthers 34-31, the Bears over the Packers 34-27. Yesterday, the Bills beat the Jaguars 27-24, the 49ers over the Eagles 23-19, the Patriots beat the Chargers 16-3. Tonight, the Texans will face the Steelers. In the NBA, yesterday, the Hawks over the Warriors 124-111, the Kings beat the Rockets 111-98, the Suns over the Wizards 112-93, the Thunder beat the Heat 124-112. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Hornets, the Lakers will go against the Kings, the Nets will face the Mavericks, and the Jazz will go against the Cavaliers. In California news, trials began on Friday for five current and one former Stanford University student for their pro-Palestinian protests in 2024. The students occupied the university president's office for several hours on June 5th. Drivers for Lyft and Uber held a protest in San Francisco on Friday, calling for stricter regulations for self-driven and autonomous vehicles. The protesters say that lawmakers need to hold the companies for these vehicles to higher standards, saying they should be removed from streets until safety concerns are addressed. Protesters gathered in downtown Los Angeles on Sunday in support of Iranian people. During this protest, a U-Haul box truck attempted to drive through a crowd of marching protesters, hitting one person. The protesters then chased after the truck, shattering a window and side mirrors before police attempted to disperse the crowd. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. For decades, farm machinery has been getting larger and larger. In this digital age of agriculture, the case could be made that farm equipment can do more with less, especially when you introduce autonomy. Take Burrow, for example. CEO Charlie Anderson says the small, almost cart-like robots are designed to work alongside people to do a variety of tasks.
So these are 5 horsepower up to around 20 horsepower autonomous vehicles. They go up to about 5.5 to 7 miles an hour at top speed. They can tow, haul things, mow, spray, and patrol all autonomously. And when they mow, spray, or patrol, they can do it with a docking station. So you have a docking station, they go out and do a task, then come back, and they can run repetitively, more or less like a boomerang or a yo-yo with infinite power.
Anderson said burrows are designed to be affordable and accessible so they could get as many out on the farm as quickly as possible.
I think there are two approaches to autonomy. One, I call the perfectionist approach, and that's you like build the perfect thing in a lab and you have a prototype and you do a lot of testing and simulation and you get it out there. We're not that. We're the pragmatist approach. Get something working, get people using it now, send a lot of stuff back, and the more you have, the more capable they are.
Every day, between 200 and 600 burrows turn on and operate, which helps the company collect data and continuously make the technology better.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation. The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room! I am bothered by those rats in my room! By those dirty little rats in my room! I can't stand rats in my room!
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat.
KBRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. New research by the U.S. Geological Survey found that Central Valley rice farmers who flooded their fields after harvest provided winter habitat for more than 50 different species of water birds from 2021 to 2023. The research, which evaluated fields enrolled in the California Winter Rice Habitat Incentive Program, also identified ways the program could maximize its habitat benefits for birds. USGS biologists found that water depth consistently determined which bird species were attracted to which rice fields, with shallow depths seeing a greater abundance of shorebirds, wading birds, and geese, and deeper waters seeing more dabbling ducks. The researchers also found that fields saw the highest density of birds about 8 days after the onset of post-harvest flooding. Prioritizing rice fields that could be flooded early in the enrollment period when fewer alternative flooded habitats are available in the Central Valley could increase bird use of rice fields enrolled in the California Winter Rice Habitat Incentive Program, the researchers said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways south of North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. Johns and Atascadero, where something new is happening this January. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows right around 32, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the low 70s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Wednesday through Friday, mostly sunny this weekend into Monday as well. Low 70s Wednesday to Friday and into the weekend, 72 a week from today. Currently, it is 36 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. Johns and Atascadero. Keep your radio on KPRL this January because something new and exciting is happening in K. Johns. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are losing ground. Gold and silver rose to records today as prosecutors investigate Fed Chair Jerome Powell's testimony over the Fed's building renovations. President Trump says he's not aware of the Justice Department probe. Paramount Skydance is suing Warner Brothers Discovery for more information on the Netflix deal to buy Warner Brothers. Paramount also is planning to nominate directors to the Warner Brothers board in an aggressive step to convince shareholders that its bid is superior to the Netflix offer. Dina Powell McCormick is the new president and vice chair of Meta Platforms. She's a Wall Street veteran with 16 years in leadership in Goldman Sachs and also served as deputy national security advisor to President Trump in his first term. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
New Year's resolutions sound great on January 1st, but January 10th, not so much. This year, there's one resolution worth keeping: getting your finances in order. For many people, that starts with balance. Not just growth, but protection too. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. For over a decade, they've made it easy for investors to add gold and silver to their portfolios and reduce market risk. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Since 1979, you've been able to look to Michaels Optical for a beautiful selection of designer eyewear. You have looked at us for glasses and frames from infants to adults and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. You have looked at us at Michael's Optical to take advantage of the VIP savings and the convenience of no-hassle parking. You looked at us because we have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and our special one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want the best in designer eyewear, here's where to look. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
What's happening at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles? We asked the mattress specialist, Rich London.
Right now, Gary, everything's on special. Got special prices, phenomenal. And my prices are way better than everybody else. And that's why I'm still in business after 33 years. We've got specials on the bases, on the mattresses, headboards and footboards, you name it, everything's on sale. And it'll continue early through next year as well. Till they raise my prices, I don't raise my prices.
Visit the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Alrighty, Bovina Vineyards is entering 2026 in grand style or adventure. It's the Hunt and Gather Winemaker's Dinner. The Hunt and Gather menu features wild game by land, by sea, and by air. A venison, halibut, and goose cooked to perfection. That's happening Saturday, January 24th, 5 o'clock. Only 20 seats are available, so make your reservations ASAP. Call Bovina Vineyards or simply go to Bovino.com.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
2, 1, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. I just want to say from all of us at Roosters, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas, and we're looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, we will see more handgun varieties entering California for your buying pleasure. And I will do my best to stock the most popular brands and models so you can come in, touch them, feel them, and check them out. However, the new year comes with some new firearms laws that take effect on January 1. All standalone barrel purchases must go through a licensed dealer for an in-person background check, and the sale of certain firearm parts will now require identification and age verification using a government-issued photo ID and your signature on a written acknowledgement.
This is Monica. From our Mall Hall family to your family, we certainly want to make sure that you will enjoy your visit to Roosters in the upcoming year. A new year means another new start and time to buy a new gun. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and ready to serve your needs. We look forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in beautiful downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. You probably didn't know it, but back in the 1860s and 70s, the United States of America was ruled over by an emperor. That's right, an emperor. But then most of the citizens back then didn't know it either. On January 8, 1880, Emperor Norton, Emperor of the United States and Protector of Mexico, died. 10,000 people attended his funeral. Emperor Norton was born Joshua Abraham Norton in London, England. At the age of 31, he came to San Francisco. He accumulated a small fortune through a series of investments. Because of a famine in China, the price of rice in San Francisco went from 4 cents a pound to 36 cents a pound. Hoping to corner the rice market, Norton bought rice at 12 cents a pound. Unfortunately, rice started arriving from everywhere, and the price went down to 3 cents a pound. He lost everything and went bankrupt. This caused Joshua Norton to move into a world of fantasy. In 1856, he declared himself as Norton I, Emperor of the United States. The citizens of San Francisco took him into their collective hearts, and for 21 years, they defended his causes as he abolished Congress and the Supreme Court. And at the beginning of the Civil War, he even fired both Abraham Lincoln and Jefferson Davis. He ordered President Johnson tried and, if found guilty, behead him or send him here to polish the emperor's boots. All of Emperor Norton's edicts weren't crazy. One of them required San Francisco to build a bridge at the exact location where the Golden Gate Bridge was eventually built. At Emperor Norton's funeral, the people of San Francisco remembered him as a leader who never levied a tax or sent a boy to war. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Hi, this is Sunny from the Floral Parlor right next to Bridge Sportsman in downtown Paso Robles. When you're grabbing your guns, grab some roses. Because friends don't let friends buy grocery store flowers, please support my small local flower shop. Swing by the Floral Parlor and say hello and receive a free mini bouquet. Yes, a free bouquet. We're a full-service florist serving and delivering beautiful fresh flowers on the Central Coast. Check out our website, thefloralparlor.com. We're on Spring Street across from the Boot Barn. See you soon.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Local news update brought to you by Storey Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. Three protests were held this weekend throughout San Luis Obispo County in response to the shooting in Minneapolis. The demonstrations were hosted by the Indivisible Slo Coalition. A candlelight vigil was held at the Atascadero Lake afternoon, a protest in San Luis Obispo Sunday morning, and one in Los Osos Saturday at noon at Los Osos Valley Road and South Bay Boulevard. Burn permits are now available for the city of Atascadero. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services officially announced the fire hazard reduction burn season has officially opened. Burn statuses will be determined before 8 a.m. each day and will never be allowed within the city. Burn permits and information are available at beforeyouburn.com. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 40 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Storey Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Homeland Security surging more officers to Minneapolis, where the mayor delivers a message to demonstrators.
DHS sources tell Fox up to 1,000 additional agents will hit the streets here in Minneapolis. That's on top of roughly already 2,000 agents that are here. The Democratic mayor, Jacob Frey, has said that agents will be met with resistance.
Fox's Matt Finn in Minneapolis. Wall Street digesting the news this morning about criminal investigation. Defense Chair Jerome Powell over his testimony about renovations to the Federal Reserve Building. A gruesome discovery in a South American nation.
Five human heads were found hanging from a rope strung across two wooden posts on a beach in Puerto Lopez in southwestern Ecuador. It's a popular whale-watching destination with tourists. Police say they believe it's violence involving rival drug gangs.
Fox's Chris Foster reporting this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso, and want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people. Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Abundant sunshine for your Monday. Highs in the upper 60s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the low 30s. And for you Tuesday, we should hit the about 71. About 71. And same on, 72 Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday 71, Monday 72. So enjoy it. And again, the weeds look beautiful. Let's see here. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down. 7:13 a.m., 5:10 p.m., we are at 40 degrees. The weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding doors, swinging doors with features like the doggy doors built right in. All right. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have on Mr. Mike Cusson, along with Rick Smith. They're volunteers, and this is with the ARP Taxpayer Pass Robles and a whole laundry list of things that you need to be ready for. And again, they will be doing this. This is volunteer work. They've been doing it for many years. And then, of course, Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. They'll be there, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL. And Freedom of Speech, just about anything that the SEC allows us to, shall we say, hobnob on the air, change the subject, and anything, from serious to downright goofy. Sometimes goofy is better.
Good morning, sun, I say it's good to see you shining. I know my baby brought you to
the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You know, I don't know why, but for the last 3 weeks, I've been having trouble with the damn wire in here with my headset. Has it happened for 90 years? Now all of a sudden it's happening. Oh, boy. just one of those things you get ticked off at. Hi, good morning. Can you turn down your radio, please?
Sure.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Kevin?
Yes.
Are you guys... have Dan Bongino back on the radio again now that he's not working at his other place?
Don't know. I haven't heard anything, but I had the conversation with somebody the other day, and one of the things that I have, with my years of experience, people that jump, that are jumpers, they tend to jump a lot. So that means they're not reliable. And it's a pain in the neck to replace shows over and over. We finally said good riddance to Laura Ingram, even though I liked her, because she flip flopped too many times on if she wanted to do radio or not. And I like Bongino, by the way. So you have to have stability, and the other is you got to make sure that you're covered because. Other stations could acquire the rights to somebody, and you could be, you know, we could be left, you know, with nothing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I haven't heard anything yet. Specifically, now there are rumors that he has contacted Westwood One, which I thought was kind of interesting because if you remember listening to Bongino, he had a rift with Westwood One about a year before he left. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, they were. I don't know what the rift was. He never said on the air because that is a, you know, private matter. You have to be leery of the term jumpers.
Okay. Well, we really like him, and I was really surprised to hear that he quit his last position he was doing there. You know, I thought he'd be really good, but I don't know. You never know, like you say.
Again, in the same conversation I had with someone, the suggestion was, well, maybe he just did it because President Trump, he did it as a favor because Trump asked him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and didn't want to, you know, say no to him.
Yeah.
So we will see what happens with Mr. Bongino. But again, I liked his... I liked his aggressiveness, and I also liked his insight from his experience in law enforcement and in the Secret Service. I thought it was very, very interesting.
Yeah, I did too. I thought that was really good. Well, okay, that answers that question. And another statement I have, I was glad to hear that Chris Valdez was gone, because I never liked him. I mean, I'd listen to, you know, if I couldn't sleep at night, I'd always turn the radio on, and it was, oh, my gosh, it was just like, he'd talk, and then someone would come on, and he'd give him one sentence to say, then he's back talking and talking again, so.
You know what?
I mean,
what's interesting about that is, when I heard him fill in for Jim Bohannon, you know, a few times, I thought, okay, this guy's not too bad. But you're right. When he got over, he would maybe take one phone call an hour, if that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah, and I go, what the heck? This is a talk radio, you know, and it's not all about you. And so, anyways, I'm glad he's gone. We'll see what you got. I'm sure you'll come up with somebody good.
All right. You know? Well, thank you.
Maybe Chris will take over.
Well, Chris. Well, he's up that early anyway, so maybe he could do it anyway.
Okay.
Hey, Chris can come on at 11 o'clock or midnight and go through 10 o'clock today.
Don't we have to get something from the network, though?
No, it would just be you.
Oh, boy.
just you going by on your lonesome and so forth. So, anyway, the changes is... it's a pain in the neck, and let's see here, what else? And the networks, they just and now let me see here. I want to be nice, because they are Westwood One and Fox are pretty easy to work with. However, they do put a lot of, shall we say, attachments on when you can get shows. Nothing is automatic. You know, it's been one of the things. Well, why don't you get this person? Why don't you get? Well, there are a lot of things tied to it. You just can't. You know, you don't have an unlimited bank account to go in and get whatever you want, because there are restrictions. There are time things, although not as much as there used to be because of technology. But then there are these add-ons that some networks want, where you have to do this, you have to do that. Well, that affects some local programming and our ability to have our local commercials on the air. If you go back X amount of years, you go back to the Dr. Dean Adele show. The only reason why we took him is because we had to. And we had to take him because of Rush Limbaugh, who just, you know, I mentioned his birthday today. Oh, by the way, somebody did ask who went to the top of the list today. Ray Price went to the top of the list. So it was that we had to take Dr. Dean Adele. Nobody liked him. Not in this area. We'd get calls about him. But as soon as Rush Limbaugh started charging, he got the... he got the pink slip right away that we don't have to do this anymore. So the networks put some demands on you. Another one was Hannity. Hannity started wanting to charge almost, if not more, than Rush Limbaugh. And the other thing with Hannity is they wanted us to run certain things in the morning exchange. And again, that would take away from local airtime. And I said, no. We're not doing that. So you have to make sure that you can clear up for some local. And they were not willing to compromise on that. I'll even go as far as to say that's one of the reasons, if we go back years and years, because KPRL was one of the original Flagstaff stations of the California Angels. And we aired their games for many, many years until the strike, I think, in 93. And they were nice to work with. They were nice to work with. However, there were a combination of things that happened. One was when Rush Limbaugh came on the airwaves, that changed news talk radio forever. Now, you know, people say, well, he, you know, basically invented... News talk radio was around in New York and other areas for many, many years. Now, obviously not to the extent of Rush Limbaugh. Nobody's ever, you know, achieved that. Nobody ever will, and nobody will ever do it better. So when Rush came in, and then you had Dr. Laura and others, and people like this stuff. Well, what happened with Major League Baseball is the agreement that you have is you have to carry all the games. And in some cases, you even have to carry the spring training games, which who gives a damn about a spring training baseball game? So... that would cut into a major part, particularly during the spring training aspect of baseball, because those games are all day games. So you'd be cutting into Rush Limbaugh and then playing a pregame of a stupid spring training baseball game. Then you have to do the postgame. That was mandatory by the network. KMPC was the affiliate at the time. And it was the same thing with the Dodgers. So anyway, the strike comes and News Talk is, you know, really in full swing and said, okay, we're done. Well, I had two teams call me. One was the Angels. They called back and said, hey, you know, after 29 years, what are you doing? And, you know, I explained to them. And the San Francisco Giants also called, wanting to see if we wanted to get them on the air. And I said, look, I said, here's what you should think about doing. We're not going to air them during the middle of the day to cut into our, from six in the morning on. We're not going to cut in the middle of the day to our bread and butter. So what if we just were to air the game, the night games, or maybe just the weekend games? They didn't want any part of that. It was, you take this or you get nothing. Well, we didn't get nothing because we didn't ask for it, because we were trying to, I was, and not just myself, but some other people in, you know, news talk stations that I knew of, because, you know, we would once in a while, you know, get on the phone and be talking about this and say, look, we need to tell them this. This is the reality. And I think part of it was you had some people that were making the decisions that weren't realizing what was changing. And they were unwilling to change. And so that was the demise. But back to the point on, you know, the networks are sometimes unrealistic because they don't know the markets that they're so-called serving. They sit in one office in New York or Los Angeles. They don't know anything about podunk rest of the United States of America, and they don't know the markets. So I'm not saying that they should know every single market, but that they should have an idea. And one of the reasons why that is because, unlike years ago, the people that are working in these networks, and again, they're nice people to work with, they're not radio people. They're just suits. I mean, hell, one from ABC was talking, and I mentioned Bob Page and Howard Cosell. They never heard of him. I'm like, okay, oh boy. All righty. Especially the Howard Cosell thing. So it's like a lot of different businesses. It's changed dramatically over the course of time. And some of the networks, with the baseball, I think it was their undoing, because I don't know how many now, but I remember back in the day, because we would get this affiliate list of, for example, the Angels. How many radio station affiliates do the California Angels have? Well, I think at one time between California, Hawaii, and Nevada, and I think parts of Arizona, because you remember back in the day, Arizona didn't have a professional baseball team, the Angels had about maybe 21 affiliates. They had 21 radio stations in these areas that would broadcast their games. And that helps the flagship station like KMPC go out and sell and say, look, we've got 21 radio stations that's going to hear your ads, and this is how many people. Now, that sounds good, but also, if I own a tire store in Los Angeles, what do I give a damn about if my commercial is going to be on a Paso Robles? It doesn't. But anyway, so they didn't realize that. And then because of the changes in technology and radio, and I remember, I think it was a year or two after we were done with the Angels that I went and I looked, and I think they only had about 8 affiliates. And, you know, again, the decision that they made was part of that. Not all of it, but part of it. So, anyway, let's see here. On the email, Kevin, the Mexicans used to own California until we took it from them. Well, they got it from the Spaniards in 1848 in order to make improvements, and gave it back to them in 2017 by designating it a sanctuary state. Okay. It's kind of funny. Let's see here. If Somalians can run such a great scam, I can only imagine what the other foreign communities are up to. All right. Let's see here. Why must I pay for a burn permit? Where does that money go? All right. Chris, does it say anything in there on how much a permit is for the burn?
Not in the release that Atascadero gave me. I suppose that'd be on the actual website.
Yeah, go up there, folks, and or go on it and see. Dan Bongino is good, could be gooder, if he'd stop all the whining about health and stop all the talking to wife, except, yeah, I hate that. I absolutely hate that, that stuff. And again, what you're talking about is that Bongino's not a radio person. He was a law enforcement, but he's got a lot of information. All right, what else? There is a, this is not, it's more on the serious. Oh, let's see here, protest. Kevin, I drove through town Saturday morning. I saw all the protesters. For people that are so concerned about ICE and coddling illegal aliens, they were sure having a good time. It looked more like a party than a serious protest. A few of them did frown when I flipped them off. Well, I'm surprised they didn't attack your car, sir. Where was it on this? A survey that about 46 million American parents are considering enrolling a child in a different K-12 school. That's a five-year high. So why do parents want to get their kids or, you know, they advocate for school choice? There's a lot of things, safety, quality, values, et cetera, okay? And they, obviously, we've seen the numbers here in the Paso Robles School District. Okay, so why does the teachers union oppose school choice? And it says, primarily because it defunds and weakens public schools by diverting tax dollars to private options, threatening jobs, resources, and unions' influence. And they're also, it says, raising concern about lack of accountability and increased inequality and potential religious separation of church and state with voucher programs, ultimately seen as an attack on public education. Well, we didn't have this concern going back over 20 years ago, so you might want to take a look at it. And if that has to do with undermining the teachers' union influence, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Because the money that we have spent, the results are pretty easy to see, and those results are not good. All right, let's see here. First rap song to hit number one, according to this, Rapture by the group Blondie, released on this day in January of 1981. I wouldn't know that song if you, beat me over head with it. What else happened in this day? Janis Joplin's cover of Me and Bobby McGee, which is the best version of it. Anyway, and it was released after she passed away, and it was her only number one hit. And that is a good song. Uh-oh, here goes one. I don't know, would this be allowed? Well, on cable, yes. It was on this day in 1971. Many of you in our audience, you saw this show for the first time. It was groundbreaking. And it was All in the Family. Okay. No, it wasn't the debut. It was the episode in which Sammy Davis Jr. kissed Archie Bunker. That was a funny thing. And Batman debuted on this day in 1966. All right, with Adam West and Burt Ward. That stayed on for a couple of years. All right, and that concludes this on the Monday edition.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Paso Robles City Council regular meeting will be held Wednesday, January 14th this week. The rescheduling is due to the Planning Commission meeting being held from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday in the Norris Room at Centennial Park.
County District Attorney Dan Dow released several statements on social media in response to the Minneapolis shooting. Dow's statements were made on X, saying, "Never ever use force against a law enforcement officer. It may be the very last thing you ever do." The posts were made on his personal page, which says statements made are not endorsements. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 41 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have Mike Custin along with Rick Smith. ARP tax pass rolls, lots to go over and information that's extremely important to you. And then Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. Thank you for everything and enjoy your day. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small businesses. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.